America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Tapping some football, NFL Lunch style. Ravens today taking on the Packers in Green Bay at Ray Nitschke Field. No Arthur Millett, as known. No Nelson Agholor. No Adeez Isaac. No Tyler Linderbaum. No Mark Andrews. That are the players not there, not participating. Some actually are in attendance. But Lamar Jackson is there doing some things and trying to get things accomplished as John Harbaugh tries to figure things out. There's still a game to be played on Saturday, by the way, everybody. Preseason finale against the Pack. So based on who plays today, who's going to have to run it back in 48 hours here?
Well, let me just say this, Bob. If you're on the 90-man roster and you don't get a lot of action today, that's not a good sign for you. And you're going to be playing on Saturday for sure. But a lot of these guys, the starters, they're playing a ton of reps today. They're getting, you know, the Lamars of the world and all the first teamers and stuff. They're getting a ton. Bob, the only ones I can see playing on Saturday is the O-line. Just because they need it. Unless these guys, you know, do such a good job today, Harbs is like, this is what it is. I'm comfortable. Let's not get him hurt.
We talked about this before we hear from Derrick Henry, who's going to be an integral part of this Ravens offense. Talked about it with Cordell Woodland earlier in the 12 o'clock hour. Commanders have traded first-round pick for 22, Johan Dotson, and a fifth-round pick at 25 to the Eagles for a third-round pick and 2 7ths in 2025. Philly's already got Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Both guys are paid. Yeah. This is a Philadelphia's a team looking to get to and win the Super Bowl. If you're Washington, it's a new regime. How do you determine this? And I mean, what does it say about maybe the depth that Washington has at wide receiver with a rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels here?
Well, it sounds like just reading things, Dotson, teams have been calling them for Dotson for a couple weeks, and he's kind of falling down the depth chart. So, he maybe doesn't feel loved by this new staff. So they were telling people, you know, if you give me a third, you can get him. And then Philly stepped up and gave him a third. And Bob, in that type of situation, just like when Philly traded Donovan McNabb to the Ravens.
Redskins.
Redskins, I mean. Yeah. I mean, you ask yourself, do we mind playing? You know, like I go to my D coordinator. What if we trade McNabb to the Redskins? What do you think? Go right ahead. We got no problem with that now. You know, and with Dotson, you know, hey, we want him. We'd rather see him playing against them. You know, we're not, and maybe Forbes in a year or at the trading deadline, Fours may be another one. And all their draft, all of the previous, what, four draft picks, it seems like they're all going to be gone from there, which is really a bad sign because, you know what, no matter whatever staff comes in, you like good players.
Sure.
So those guys just aren't performing up to the level that they need.
And Dotson, his first 2 years in the league, had one of the higher drop rates in the National Football League as well. Bryce Young and the rest of the Carolina starters are going to be on the field. They're going to make their debut against the Bills in the finale of the preseason. Dave Canales ready to rock and roll here. Carolina, we're not expecting great things from them. But Bryce Young, look, he was the first pick in the draft. C.J. Stroud was brilliant, led Houston to the playoffs, won a game in said playoffs. What about Bryce Young here? New regime. Remember, that was Frank Reich was there last year. Did we see enough from him as a rookie, embattled rookie, to believe that, you know, there's still something there and there's a reason he was the first pick in the draft?
Yeah, he got the crap beat out of him last year. He had more, second most sacks, I think, in the league. And Bob, I was listening to Canales talk the other day, and he was talking about, he said, listen, I know how to coach quarterbacks that are 6 foot and under. I mean, he was with Russell Wilson for 10 years, did a hell of a job there, then went down to Tampa, you know, and did a hell of a job there, and then now he's got Bryce Young. And, you know, and they were asking him, well, what do you do differently? He says, well, I don't want to give all my stuff away, what I do different with a shorter quarterback. But what they did, Bob, was they went and they got two big monster guards, you know, to help him to, because what's the worst thing for a small quarterback? Get pressure right in your face right away because you can't see. So you get two big old guards and, you know, you give him time to throw. And then, you know what's interesting, Bob, was he says that we've been working with him. Ball's got to be out in 2.7 seconds. 2.7. And I guess previously it was out, like last year was like 3.5.
It's 5880-1057 The Fan. NFL Lunch. Derrick Henry, he's a big part of this Ravens offense. In 2024, Derrick Henry met with the media and was asked his comfort level in the offense.
Yeah, I'm right at home. Training camp was good, and we got a lot better, still getting better. But yeah, I'm comfortable and right at home.
He's probably because he didn't miss anything, OTAs, mini camp, and he's had a whole training camp. So he's had a lot of time, you know, and learning. So he probably feels real comfortable. The thing he probably doesn't feel comfortable about when he looks at that offensive line and the way they block in practice.
So he's getting used to this Ravens offense, feels comfortable, so he says, and your comfortability with Lamar and that run-pass option is what right now?
I mean, we work on it out here, and if there's anything we need to talk about amongst each other, well, we do that. And, just going through it out here, running the plays and getting the feel for it and executing. So that's the big thing, is making it work. So,
hey, Bob, something that just came. This is, since we're talking about the, I just mentioned the O-line.
Yeah.
It said, Lamar is running for his life out here and not by design. Packers D-line is feasting in the red zone period right now.
All right, that's positive news. Lamar Jackson, maybe that is the reason he lost all that weight heading into this 2024 season. Derrick Henry, any nuances with this Ravens offense and the shotgun and the pistol and all the fun stuff?
No, not at all. I mean, we ran pistol before when I was in Tennessee and ran out of shotgun. My biggest thing is doing my job effectively and being efficient.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the quickness and he's got the burst and stuff where, he said, he's done it before and he looks good doing it. So I don't have a issue with that. Bob, let me ask you this now. Yeah. Let's just say that, you know, the coaches, they come out of the Green Bay thing and they say, you know, hey, we can't line up with that. Maybe they make a trade for somebody or something, you know.
So as we've talked about, bringing from outside to help your team, you think third running back, perhaps blocking tight end, nothing on defense barring injury. But you know, everybody needs O-linemen, right?
I know what that's the problem is, and you know, nobody's giving you a starter. Ooh. So You got to get somebody that, you know, that you feel like could be in your 9 or 10 that you like, or maybe Warhop likes a guy, you know, something like that. But it sounds like Lamar's running for his life right now. I mean, if the Packers beat writers are there and they're saying that they're feasting,
yeah,
that's not a good sign.
It's 5881057 The Fan. When we come back, American League East report, Yankees Guardians underway as we speak. We'll give you that score, but look back at what New York did, bashing away at Cleveland pitching last night. Then Mike Harmon talks real and fantasy football with us for Fox Sports Radio. That it's a fun out trip. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over too. Baltimore baseball tonight, live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me, Mike Bordick, Nolan, we're downtown Baltimore. Come on by. It's a beautiful night in St.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, hello.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East. Vinny and Haney.
All right, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, American League East report. We're on this total request Thursday. Orioles made some roster moves today. Nick Vespe back, left-handed reliever. Emmanuel Rivera activated. He'll wear number 26. Matt Bowman, contract selected from Norfolk. He'll wear number 51. Trevor Rogers, who's been brutal as an Oriole. He was optioned, as was Colin Selby, I guess because he has options. Levon Soto, optioned. And local kid Bruce Zimmerman, DFA'd by the Orioles today, ahead of the series opener against the Astros. Corbin Burnes is on the hill. Spencer Arrighetti, 5-11 with a 5.20. For the first place Houston Ball Club. We'll get to the standings here in a minute. We know what happened to the Orioles yesterday. Got walked off. By the Mets, Jesse Winker hits the home run off of Anthony Dominguez. Well, Sir Anthony, we've kind of demoted him from the Sir Anthony to just Anthony, as he allowed two walk-off homers up in New York against the Mets, who needed to win two out of three, and they did. Puts the Orioles in a dilemma because you don't know who your closer is right now. Seriously. No idea who Brandon Hyde would pick.
Every guest we've had on, they laughed when we asked.
Because it's not Kimbrel, because he gave up a home run yesterday that briefly put the Mets ahead. And then Marvin Hudson's strike zone got the Orioles an opportunity to tie the game. But either way, Austin Slater, by the way, we give him credit. Two-run homer. He had a very good series against the New York Ball Club. But only three hits for the Orioles offensively. And that we know the bullpen's questionable.
Yeah.
Stinks, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But the offense, let's go. And you're minus Westberg, which is a huge loss to the... It's an all-star at 18 homers. You lost pop. You lost clutch hitting. You lost defensive versatility. Who knows when he'll be back. He had the thing on his hand yesterday against the Mets. So Westberg's absence has been huge in a negative way, both offensively and defensively, but still, O'Hearn hasn't had homered in forever. Mountcastle hasn't homered in forever. Ever. Gunner's been getting a little bit hotter there. Adley hasn't been hitting here. Jimenez hadn't hit a home run in forever. So a team that is among the leaders in home runs and has been all season long, they're not getting these bombs. And the unfortunate part about that is, if they don't hit home runs, they don't score because they don't do well situational hitting-wise. Bases loaded, nobody out, and you have to rely on a sack fly to get on the board? Come on, man. Got me running hot over here all of a sudden. But anyway, Orioles and Astros.
Later, I got something that'll make you run hot.
Oh, is it football? All right, we'll save that for a couple minutes here. But anyway, American League East report. Yankees and Guardians, we are bottom of the first in the Bronx, scoreless Cleveland. I think Kwan got a base hit off Garrett Cole, but he was stranded. So right now, scoreless bottom one in New York as the Yankees are a half game up on the Orioles. Anyway, Astros, they're in town. They just hosted the Boston Red Sox for three games and lost two in a row, including yesterday. And a guy that was kind of a pain in the Orioles' ass, David Robinson, breaking out the whipping stick.
There's a high fly ball right field way up there. That's headed out. That baby's gone into the second deck. David Hamilton, number 8. Red Sox with some added breathing room now, and it is 4-1 in Houston.
As you could tell by the laughing, that was Nesson. I don't think Astros announcers would have been laughing at that. But David Hamilton, he had a homer. 4-1 was the final score. Boston takes 2 out of 3 in Houston against the first-place Astros last night in the Bronx. Yankees, I guess, feeling a little bitter after what happened to them in the previous game, losing in extras, and they break out the whipping sticks in a big way.
I mean, you're probably sick of hearing it.
Driven deep
to right. Sick of hearing it.
Oh, he did. Yes, he did. Another one. He goes the other way. 2 home runs for Judge. 8-0 Yanks.
Yes, network on the call. 8-1 was the final score. Aaron Judge, 2 jacks. Soto, 1. He goes deep. Nestor Cortez was outstanding. 7 shutout innings as the Yankees win and move back into first place in the American League's Eastern Division. The Blue Jays, they're toast. And the Cincinnati Reds put a little butter on that toast last night.
Down the left field line. Good carry. And gone. De La Cruz goes deep. 22 on his year. 11-6 Cincinnati.
Bally Sports on the call. De La Cruz, Ellie De La Cruz. He's one of the brilliant. You know, he's got 20 homers, 60 steals. The guy's a beast. 11-7 final score there as the Reds hit 4 homers in that series. It'd take 2 out of 3. And last night in Oakland, the Tampa Bay Rays, they just don't go away. And the A's felt that sting.
Well hit into left field. Back-to-back nights for Jose Siri, and the Rays take a 4-2 lead.
That's Bally Sports of the call there. 4-2 was the final score. Jose Siri, back-to-back nights with homers. That was a 2-run shot there as Tampa 4-2 over the Oakland A's. Today in the East, Yankees and Guardians in progress. Tampa's at Oakland, 337. Angels are in Toronto, 707. And, of course, the Astros are here in Baltimore, game 104, 708. First pitch standings, American League East and beyond. Yankees half on the Orioles. Boston 6.5 back. Hey, Tampa's moved to within 10. They're 9.5. Blue Jays, bye-bye. In the Central, Cleveland 2.5 up on both the Twinkies and the Royals. Out West, Houston 5 up on the Mariners. In the National League, we got Philly 7 up on the Braves. The Brujas 11 up on the Cardinals. You got the Dodgers now 4 up on both Arizona and San Diego. If the playoffs started today, which they don't, Orioles, Twins, and Royals would be the wild cards, which means Baltimore would play Minnesota here, and then Kansas City would take on Houston. In the National League, it would be Arizona, San Diego, and the Braves with the Mets game and a half out. That is your baseball report here on this Total Request Thursday. Got Mike Harmon coming up, bottom of the hour. But Vinny, what's got us running hot here? What?
Safety Kyle Hamilton.
Oh, boy.
Was walking around by himself with trainers. He was holding his left hip. Then he went down to his hands and knees. Eventually got up and walked off. It was in a one-on-one drill with Christian Watson. And that was 9 minutes ago now. So we'll see what happens.
So hip drops to hands and knees, one-on-one drills. And Christian Watson's a big physical specimen there in Green Bay. But that is not good news.
No. No, nothing to happen to. He's our best defensive player.
Yeah, just stop the scrimmage. No more. Just shut her down. Let's get this thing over with. We'll come back, talk real fantasy football. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, and then a funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2. Orioles, Astros tonight. Baltimore baseball tonight. Salvo Auto Parts, Live for Pickles. We're there. SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He is the one and only Mike Harmon. Mike, what is up?
What's going on? A little bit older and a lot less bolder than I used to be, right? The sands of time keep spinning along. What's happening?
Was that Bob Seger, I believe, I heard coming out of there? There we go. I'm picking up what you're putting down, Mike Harmon. Let's start with fantasy football, because a lot of people who are in fantasy leagues have either had drafts or they got drafts coming up this weekend as we're getting ready to kick things off. Ravens are in Green Bay. Let's talk about the Packers. And as we look at them, playoff team last year, won a game, made the 49ers sweat a lot, even though I guess it gets cold in Santa Clara in January. How many fantasy studs are we looking at with the Packers right here? And give our listeners an idea of some of the players you should really consider adding to your team.
Yeah, I mean, we look at the Packers, and then really Jordan Love's a back-end QB1 with upside. A lot of excitement, right, and people going and trying to create chaos. Hey, let's pick the Bears to the Super Bowl. Let's pick the Packers to the Super Bowl. But it's on the strength of the overall squad, right? Need some more turnovers from that defense. But Love's a back-end number one QB. You add Jacobs to the backfields, and Aaron Jones finds his way over to Minnesota. So, you know, a guy that's probably a mid number two running back right now, because you still figure Dylan will factor in there. And then the wide receivers, man, that's tough to pick one out of the lot to just say, all right, I'm banking on him to be fantastic. I mean, Jaden Reed is the first off the board. He's a back end third wide receiver. And then you start looking at Dobbs and Watson. I mean, Watson with upside if he can stay healthy, right, from a touchdown perspective perhaps. But, you know, they're more interchangeable, and it works out well because they're paying Jordan Love, and the combined salary for all wide receivers and tight ends is like $9 million.
Now, staying in the division, and you mentioned Aaron Jones now in Minnesota. Well, Sam Darnold's the guy, at least out of the gate, because J.J. McCarthy is out for the season. How does this affect Justin Jefferson, T.J. Hockenson, and the rest? As you know, Minnesota's a team right now that I guess you can't really put your finger on them. If you had to predict what they're going to be as a team, I would think below 500. But Darnold at quarterback means what for the Vikings from a fantasy standpoint?
A little bit of praying. couple of candles have to be lit, maybe with a picture of Ron Burgundy on one of them. I don't know. But you look at Jefferson, where normally you'd argue he's the best receiver in the game or the second best for fantasy purposes for this year, because Darnold is such an unknown, and you're hoping that O'Connell can coax out whatever anybody saw back in 2018 when he was drafted. Jefferson coming off the board as the fifth or sixth wide receiver. When you look at A.J. Brown maybe creeping in, maybe even a Garrett Wilson, if you trust that Aaron Rodgers is going to make his way through a 17-game campaign. As for Hockenson, it's all about health, right, and how quickly he gets back into form and can bring anything to the equation. So right now being drafted outside of the first 12 in the backup role, but a guy certainly with a lot of upside if he can get back to full health. Like, he can perform as a top five once he gets back. You know, we're just looking at aggregate and what you're expecting, you know, fantasy points over the total of the season. So you got that. And then going back to Jones, right, he's in that same boat right around where Jacobs is, perhaps a little bit lower on the board. But, you know, I think roster-wise, guys, I mean, they're pretty good. It's just all a giant question mark. Maybe we put a Riddler suit on him when he gets out there when it comes to Sam Darnold.
Hey, Mike, you know, when let's talk a little college football since it's starting this weekend.
I can pretend to know something about college football. Let's go.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about one of your L.A. teams who's now in the Big Ten. What's happened to UCLA? I mean, DeShaun Foster was kind of embarrassing at the Big Ten media day. Did you see that, Bob? DeShaun Foster,
I did not.
Oh my, Mike!
When he get drunk and fall off the
no, he just
no. He just the man is clearly not a talker.
No,
and he's gone out of his way with every radio and personal appearance here in L.A. in the last couple of weeks to talk about we're doers, we're not talkers. And it's like, all right, that's a nice attempt at a recovery, but yeah, that was a pretty embarrassing. You know, we're in L.A. was one of the taglines, guys. So, I mean, that's not good for anybody.
I know, but their football team, I mean, they're not even relevant anymore like they used to be.
Well, I mean, they've been relevant, what, maybe twice in the last how many years? I mean, I don't know.
35.
I mean, they were 9-4, 22. Right, I mean, to 8-4, I mean, those are good seasons. They're not great seasons, right? It's a matter of, you know, are we going all the way back to Troy Aikman? I mean, 2005, they're 10-2, 98, 97, the Cade McNown years with Bob Toledo, they're 10-2. Otherwise, they've been mediocre for a long, long time. So this is more just par for the course with a coach putting his foot in his mouth more than anything, right? The Chip Kelly era defined by, hey, we're going to be speedy, we're going to make things happen. Guess what? Everybody else in the Pac-12 were able to do that too. Now you have to go and figure out how to play smash mouth football. Yeah, that's going to go well for you too. So yeah, it's potentially a miserable season. You know, everybody's so worried about the Dodgers holding on to their NL West lead that shrunk down to nothing. That the football season is creeping up on us without a whole lot of excitement or notation right now.
Well, there's a little excitement. Isn't Jim Harbaugh, isn't he hearing voices or whatever because Herbert's back?
Well, you're at Angels singing on high. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, we got shows dedicated on the iHeartRadio app with guys that talk about the supernatural and stuff. Maybe Jim Harbaugh can call into them and see if we we can talk a little bit more. But, yeah, I mean, Herbert getting back on the field, I mean, I don't know if you saw any of the first couple of games for the Chargers. I would hope that you did something more productive than burn your retinas with those productivity or lack thereof. Yeah, it all begins and ends with what Justin Herbert can do. But even then, you know, Jim Harbaugh is good for a soundbite. But I got to say, expectations, especially, again, watching if Herbert's limited at all, how limited this roster may be, all the billboards and everything else ain't going to buy you wins. Now you're just hoping for complete ineptitude from the Raiders and Broncos.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the fan. The last thing for you, The Thing, great movie, by the way. Which one was Kurt Russell, where they were up in the snow and everybody was getting eaten by this alien. But getting back to fantasy, get to the Colts. Because I'm looking at some guy, Anthony Richardson, I guess we'll get your thoughts on him in a second. We know about Taylor's track record of success. But what about guys like Josh Downs and Adonai Mitchell? What's the fantasy potential for Indianapolis here, kind of overshadowed by all of the Houston Texans rear-end smooching right now?
Yeah, I'm pretty high on Pittman, regardless of who the quarterback is. He demonstrated that a year ago, that you can bring guys off the couch and he'll be just fine. So from that point, you're looking at a pretty good run. Adonai Mitchell, he's going to go late, right? We're talking final round flyers. But a lot of it's going to be predicated, you know, that ceiling. You got to decide how high you can butt into it with Anthony Richardson as to what his over-under is for games played based on the style of play. I don't know, even if he went to slip and slide school with Caleb Williams off that Hard Knocks episode, that's going to save him. But Mitchell being drafted as a sixth wide receiver, you go back to Josh Downs, you know, hopefully healthy and ready to go. He's being drafted as a WR5. So, I mean, those are guys that you just get to take a flyer on late. And if you've got a little bit, you know, you want to invest in them, it won't have to be significant. So that's a nice little boost for you.
All right, 2 weeks away from the regular season. Mike Harmon, what's going on in your world if people want to follow you and get smarter on this Total Request Thursday?
Well, at Swollen Dome, Instagram and Twitter, we've got the lower thirds and boards all built to start pumping out a bunch of fantasy content. I need to figure out how to get the bags out from under my eyes so I don't look as tired and defeated as I may be, beaten down by life. But other than that, we'll get some more videos up. The I Watch Reflex podcast, you know, we had to shuffle out some personnel and whatever based on schedules and all. So getting that up and going, some more ranting coming there, and you'll be able to subscribe to that soon. We'll have the links and everything for you. And then obviously, you know, Smith and I, with all our yelling, more fantasy integrated in there. Why? Because we like to tell everybody how smart we are. And then when we're wrong, nobody wears it better than we do. In the last couple of nights, I got to say, though, he's been insufferable with the walk-off Mets stuff. Almost had to take him out a couple of times, fellas.
Well, go ahead. And Sir Anthony, we took his sir away. Now, like Sir Paul McCartney, we've denied. He's just Anthony Dominguez until he converts five consecutive saves, assuming he even gets that opportunity. Mike Harmon, appreciate the time as always, my friend. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Peace and love, guys. 2 weeks.
You got it, bud. There's Mike Harmon, everybody. We'll come back. Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access at 2. And then it's Baltimore baseball tonight. Me, Mike Bordick, Nolan McGraw, live from Pickles Pub. We start at 6. We'll be there much earlier than that. It's a beautiful night in Baltimore. Come on down, say hi. And as I always say, don't come empty-handed. With the Mariners, as he is, Ken Rosenthal, the Athletic, expected to fire Scott Service and name Dan Wilson, former catcher. He was the catcher on the Seattle teams of Griffey and Buehner and Randy Johnson back in the mid to late 90s. I believe the Orioles almost tried to trade for him, and Peter Angelos vetoed that one, if memory serves, way back when Pat Gillick was the GM. But that's neither here nor there. But Scott Service out, and who we have, Gabe Lax yesterday, USA Today, said the Mariners were the most disappointing team in baseball, not Toronto. So there you go with that one. And I guess we got some new news coming out of, Ray Nitschke Field in Green Bay.
Sounds like Lamar threw a beautiful deep ball to Malik Cunningham for a touchdown. And even the Green Bay writers were saying it was a beautiful throw. And it sounds like the O-line is getting crushed. Says, you know, another sack. Lamar got sacked on the last play, and then Tucker tried a 62-yard field goal, and it was short. But not good news. There's just too much stuff about the offensive line and Lamar having to scramble everywhere. And then we have not heard if Kyle Hamilton is still practicing or not practicing. I've not seen anything.
Oh, boy. So if you're just tuning in, he took a knee, hip, I believe,
Yeah, he was holding his hip. You know, one-on-one drill, and then went down to a knee and then walked off with the trainers.
So there you go. And we'll have more news in regards to that tomorrow. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Featured Artist Friday starts at 10:15 tomorrow morning. And who are we going to be jamming to as chosen by the people? Nolan McGraw.
Well, someone even called in earlier to suggest this one, so you know they really want it. Grateful Dead. Apparently, we don't play enough Grateful Dead on the show, so they said we have to do them tomorrow.
Okay.
I said, hey, we play them sometimes, but...
We do?
Here and there. I'll admit, it's not very often. But
I can't name five Grateful Dead tunes. I'm certainly aware of them, and they're a legacy band. Some people, the great Norm MacDonald joke, when Jerry Garcia passed away, said all these deadheads that followed them, their new name will become Homeless People. Because they had nothing to do but follow around the dead. But we'll jam out to the Grateful Dead, and we are definitely going to rely on you, ladies and gentlemen, to pick the catalog. Do we have time to get to the Funhouse for a couple of minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Let's we got time. Do it.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that Quick Draw.
105.7 The Fan.
We'll start here with Howard in Baltimore, who says it might be time for Craig Kimbrell to find the infamous Ubaldo Jimenez pothole in the parking lot. The last 10 games he's pitched in, all one inning or less, giving up 11 runs in that span, most of them by a home run. For the season, pitching just 45 innings, giving up 24 runs. That's a run almost every other batter. It's just time to cut bait with this guy.
Hey, it's five home runs in his last 10, 11 innings pitched. Just completely unacceptable. Happened again yesterday. Is he going to be on the team September 1st?
September 1st or October 1st?
September 1st.
Oh, September 1st. All right.
I mean, if he's pitching like this, well, if he's on the team in October, we're... I don't know. Next.
September 1st, next week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is he going to be around? I mean, when are you going to pitch him again?
He might be on the Soto schedule once a week.
Yeah.
If that. Texter here says, Couser and Mountcastle swing at too many down and away pitches. And how much of bullpen problems are Hyde's responsibility after so many cases of the Hyder hook earlier in the season?
Well, he even admitted that he worked Webb to death. And right now, Cano and Perez are almost pitching literally every day. But when your starters can't get through the sixth inning on a regular basis, you have to improvise and adapt. And when it comes to the swinging away and swinging at balls, pitchers make adjustments. Now it's up to the hitters and the 15 hitting coaches to make the necessary adjustments to rectify that problema. Hey, Couser was great in April, rookie of the month, then struggled for 2 months, was outstanding in July. Scuffle City again. I gotta figure it out, man.
I got another Gina Hahn update, Norm. While the Ravens defense has had a bunch of takeaways and big plays. Roquan Smith had a pick. Matabike and Adafe Owe pressuring the quarterback. Michael Pierce got a hand on a pass. So it sounds like the defense is getting after their butts pretty
good. There you go.
It's been an eventful day. We can say that much.
Yes,
not all of it good, but a lot going on.
The offensive line stuff has me not Kimbrell worried, but a little concerned.
Yeah. We're getting there. Let's see.
Oh, one more.
Go ahead.
Brandon Stevens gave up a 37-yard completion to Romeo Dubs, while Adarius Washington had a nice PBU on an end zone fade. Nate Wiggins showed up, showed good speed in his coverage.
All right. Hey. Well, they're going to have to get the job done if there's not going to be much of a pass rush this year. So,
yeah.
Encouraging for the secondary.
Pass rush is going to be better than the O-line.
Oh. Well, if it's just as bad or worse.
But is that, like, what's better, spam or potted meat? You know what I mean?
Hey, don't sleep on that spam, man.
By the way, I like both of them for the record.
Yeah.
All right, last one.
Where's that canned ham at?
this texter says, if anyone wants to be honest about the Orioles, they haven't been a good team for the last 6 to 8 weeks. It's lucky the Yankees have sucked just as much. At this point, I wouldn't be surprised if the Red Sox past the Orioles in the standings.
Well, they're only six games behind the Birds, and I'm pretty sure we've stated all week long that the Orioles have been below 500 for over now 2 calendar months, but they'll try to rectify that tonight. Take it on the Houston Astros. Nolan and I are going to be there with Mike Bordick for Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Inside Access about to come up. BBT coming up at 6. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.